Late one night as I sat on my porch, a great big lump came in my throat. That was a great big splash. I asked myself, what in the world was that? I turned on the light, boy, what a fright, to see the water churn that late at night. He was a dangerous critter. He was a dangerous critter. He was a dangerous critter. Alligator on the bayou. There laid a 10-foot alligator waiting for the kill. And when he saw me, he laid very, very still. His head was about 3 feet long. He could have taken off any big man's arm. He looked at me and I looked at him. Meanwhile, he was giving me that hungry grin. His teeth were sharp and his eyes were red. Any closer, I'll be dead, dead, dead. He's a dangerous critter.
He's a dangerous critter.
He was a dangerous critter.
He was a dangerous critter.
He's a dangerous critter. Alligator on the bayou. Upstairs and he was down. I had never seen one that big around. So I wouldn't go down and he couldn't come up, but he could have eaten me in one big gulp. The guy next door called Billy and said, where's that gator? I wants to pet his head. I said, go on, buddy, pet that gator and you'd be dead, dead, dead. He's a dangerous critter.
He's a dangerous critter.
Ooh, dangerous critter.
He was a dangerous critter.
He's a dangerous critter. Alligator on the bayou. If you touch that gator, there'll be one thing I know. The rest of your body will be going to an undertaker's door. Because there's one thing I can tell you, and it's true. He's the most dangerous critter on the bayou. He's a dangerous critter.
He's a dangerous critter.
He's a dangerous critter.